from studios in the center of your city, Hutt City FM 106.7.
And I am delighted to say that we have got special guests in the studio. We have got Dr. Sam live on the phone and also Jennifer Dutton here in the studio. Kia ora, everyone. Oh, and there we go. Buttons are pressed and everyone should be heard.
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning. Hello.
There we go.
There we go. Everyone's here.
Excellent. So Dr. Sam or Dr. Samantha?
Everybody calls me Dr. Sam.
Okay.
That's how I've become colloquially known in Hawke's Bay. So happy to go with that.
Well, Dr. Sam, great to have you on the line. And tell us, what is the weather doing in the Hawke's Bay this morning?
It's beautiful blue skies, a few clouds, and really sunny, with a cool chill. So it's quite nice to be wrapped up in the sun.
Wonderful. Thanks for that weather update. And good morning to Jennifer in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So before we dive into things, so we'll start with you, Dr. Sam. Do you want to just give us a little introduction about yourself?
Kia ora, everyone. Thanks for having me and Jen today. So I'm a specialist GP in Napier, and I have realised that through my work, I love understanding women's health and hormones and putting pieces of the puzzle together. So I do that in general GP, but also because I like talking and telling everyone how important it is to know your hormones and what they're doing, I do education at University of Auckland, doing some GPs and some community things and potter about in that space, which is my happy space. So yeah, happy, love, honoured to share some of the things I like to talk about today. So thank you.
Well, thank you for your time. And Jennifer, do you want to tell us about yourself?
I am a pelvic health physio, which a lot of people, when I say that term, go, what's that? So I help women. I only assess and treat women, and I help them with their bladder, bowel and vaginal function. And I set up Positive Pelvic Health back in 2018 and started out in central Wellington and quickly worked out that was a hutty. So find my way over to Balcott Specialist Centre for multiple years, and then after the birth of my fourth son, set my business up at home. So I basically help women on every day with their pelvic health throughout the Wellington region.
Really important. Thanks so much for that very quick overview. I'm sure there's a lot more to it than that. Now, got some questions here, and either of you, please feel free to jump in. So perimenopause and menopause, these are words that are thrown around in the media and the news, but sometimes it can evoke a range of thoughts and feelings when referenced. Do you want to talk more about that?
Shall I jump in, Jen?
Brilliant.
Yeah, listen, so perimenopause, I never knew about this term when I was training, and it's only been the last kind of 5 to 10 years I've known about it. And it's kind of a bit of a trendy word at the moment. So if we go what by definition it means, it means peri and menopause, so the time around menopause. And menopause is actually just one day, which is the day after a year of no period for someone who has periods. And so therefore, in the traditional definitions, it's just about a change in bleeding pattern. However, what Jen and I have kind of come together on is that we see women going through perimenopause as noticing and experiencing many changes in their body and in their mind. And these are often related to specific parts of the menstrual cycle. And so everyone is talking about menopause at the moment, but for me, that is too late. So this is why I really want to, actually redefine what perimenopause means, because at the moment it generally creates quite a lot of fear and people thinking that they're getting older and they can't conceive anymore and that there's nothing that you can do. But actually, through understanding those hormonal changes, there's lots that we can do from a lifestyle perspective and medication. And we just have to know what to look for. And therefore, it's not as frightening because we can be prepared. Hopefully that's kind of a little bit of an abstract definition of it, but I think it says a little bit more about what we do rather than just your periods.
Jen, do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I think for women, there's a lot there's a lot of almost menopause chaos out there with social media and accessing the right information. And this is why Sam and myself actually came together, because we are different professions. We work differently with women, but under the same umbrella. And so Sam's got so much understanding, particularly around hormonal health, and she's got a real passion for mental health, which I think women don't always realise that kind of is not all physical in perimenopause and menopause. There are women can notice more anxiety and changes in their anger, their just ability to kind of cope with everyday situations. And as a pelvic health physio, yes, women come to me very much with physical symptoms, particularly around their bladder, bowel and vaginal health. But as we go into discussion, I do bring up questions around how they're coping at work, children, sleep, lots of different aspects. And so Sam and me said, let's come together, because we've both got such a skill set that allows women to then actually explore their whole body, how they're feeling, not just physically, but mentally, and able to bring in lifestyle. And Sam would be bringing the more medication side of things as well.
But do you feel like, sorry, Lisa, Lisa's got a pre-prepared list of questions I just go on the fly. Do you feel like women are talking about it more and more, though? Because Lisa and I were talking earlier about how when I was a kid, I felt like the older women in my life went through menopause and they didn't talk about it, and they just dealt with it quietly and privately at home, and it was just something that you endured or suffered through. And I feel like now me and my friends, we're talking about it, and the whole sort of word perimenopausal is something we're all aware of and we use in conversations over coffee. And
I think,
you know,
I think men are becoming more aware as well. I think it's because women are becoming more aware, that's leading to partners going, women are saying, look, this isn't just something that's happening to me. It's happening to our family. It's happening to our marriage. It's happening when we're being intimate together. So I think everyone is becoming more aware. Would you agree, Sam?
Oh, totally. But I still, it's also because the science is now coming out. So traditionally people thought that perimenopause was just because estrogen and hormone levels were dropping. And estrogen's the main kind of female hormone. But actually, estrogen levels are changing more in perimenopause than at any other stage of life. And there are estrogen receptors in every cell in the body other than red blood cells, which means if the signals are changing to the whole body every day, every week, it makes sense that we're going to have lots and lots of changes. And that's why we get the classic symptoms of mood, as Jen mentioned, are anger and irritability and that real loss of control. And when you look at the science behind it, it makes sense. And I think even just understanding that and talking about that means that we're giving women a space to know that they can do something about it. And from a medical perspective, in the early 2000s, there was an inappropriate media release on the impact of hormone replacement therapy, which was actually wrong and has since been dispelled. So from a medical perspective, back 25 years ago, doctors felt they couldn't do anything. Whereas actually now we know that there's really safe, effective treatments. So I think that's also opened up the space to talk about it, because we know that things can be done.
It's really good to know, because, there is a lot of people hear terms, you know, you talked about hormone replacement therapy, just what do you believe is fact, and what, I guess that's the purpose of your upcoming seminar, isn't
it? Yeah, and where do you go? Where do you go to get the information? Yeah. Do you go to social media? Do you go to your GP? Like, where do you go? Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so hard, eh? But I think it's actually not even about the medication, because it's about recognising it first, and that's where there's a huge gap. And I think that's where Jen and I place and how we got together and just realized that our values align fit, because there's this whole gray area in women who are in perimenopause and thinking you can't do anything, because the guidelines, and this is the New Zealand wide GP guidelines, say you should only use hormone therapy for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, so hot flushes, and when other things haven't worked, and check lifestyle and screening first. So actually what Jen and I have said, the guidelines don't even reflect that. So we need to support women to be able to understand their body through pelvic health, through bowels, through brain health and mood, so they then can advocate and have the evidence in their awareness But actually, this could be hormones and then explore hormone replacement therapy.
I was just going to say, so it's all about education and informing.
Yeah. So as a pelvic physio, I think women come and see me. They might be having some bladder urgency or incontinence. They could have changes in their bowels. They may have pain during intercourse, things like that. And I think there's a general consensus that I'm going to be just talking to them about their pelvic floor and giving out Kegels. And what I really do, I work to a very simple model. If women can understand about their fluids, their diet, their movement, their sleep, and we really look at that base of lifestyle, which Sam was mentioning, that's huge. And what I really try to do, and I'm really known for, is trying to get women to realise that it's not just one thing. It's like a puzzle, and we're trying to piece together the puzzles of what a woman needs to live the best life that she can. And there are some really simple things that can be done, and it's layers, and it's I call it almost like unravelling a woman's story of how she's got to where she is. And as I say, we almost keep saying the same thing, that the two of us just so believe in a holistic looking at the whole person, individualised care, which brings in lifestyle, education, hormones, and all of that. And women talk so much about their relationship, you know, that they're a human with more than just a pelvic floor or fluctuating hormone levels, you know?
And it's where, I have called it a hormonal hikoi. So it's a journey, and actually if we know what to look for throughout our whole lives through symptoms at puberty, in our reproductive years, and when we're pregnant or trying to conceive and postnatally, and then perimenopause, menopause and postmenopause, there are actually all patterns in the different medical conditions and different symptoms someone can experience. So like Jen said, putting the pieces of the puzzle together in this life context. And for me as a GP, that's really exciting because throughout the seminar, one of the things I will do is help women to point out and to realise in their lives what they can do to help themselves feel better. Because what we want people to do is to go away, not necessarily remembering specifics, but understanding the concepts and having skills to be able to advocate for themselves or know where to look to help them move forward. Through menopause and beyond.
So the seminar, you took the words out of my mouth before, Jen, using the word holistic, because I thought it's not just one thing, it's looking at someone's person in its entirety.
Yeah.
Now, the seminar, who is it designed for? Is it for women? Is it for men? Is it for a certain age range? Where is the demographic that you're envisaging?
Everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone needs to know about estrogen. I think wherever anyone is in their journey and has the desire and the want to learn more, you'll be able to take something away. But fundamentally, for me, it's for people going into perimenopause and through perimenopause and beyond to understand what to expect or to gain skills at the time. And I think that's with the way Jen and I both practice, is that things can be interpreted in different ways, and a lot of it's concept-based. For example, if I'm talking about bone health, for example, and we know bones get much weaker around perimenopause. So if somebody's in their reproductive years, the take-home message will be to get enough sunlight. If you can't get sun, then have vitamin D and calcium in your diet. And then as you go through, if you've got risk factors, then you might want to start your weight training or get some investigations. And then later on, would you consider hormones or non-hormonal therapies as well? So because there's so many patterns throughout life, yes, there'll be some bits that are more important. But actually, I think there'll be lots of take-home messages.
It sounds like a fascinating seminar. Don't you agree, Roger?
And I was just thinking, like, perhaps there might be people listening that don't know whether they're perimenopausal or not. I was just, you know, what are the signs for people that don't know that they're starting to reach? I mean, I think we all know that we get to kind of, you know, late 30s and 40s. Yeah. And but there might be some people that are oblivious to the fact that actually this could be a good seminar for them. And they...
Sam, do you want to touch on what symptoms you see in your... what women talk to you, and then I'll come in after.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that it's about self-discovery and reflecting on what you're experiencing now, and actually not looking at diagnoses too. So there are criteria for perimenopause that were created in 2012 by a world-leading professor in hormones, but no one knows about them. So I kind of think for me to say them now, it's a bit futile. But generally for me, the way I describe perimenopause and whether you are either entering perimenopause or there's something that you could do to improve well-being is mood changes, particularly pre-period, a change in your menstrual blood flow, more breast tenderness, sleep disturbance, abdominal weight gain, body pains, slower recovery from exercise. And data has said a key experience and one of women's presenting symptoms is, I do not feel myself anymore. So I think actually, if we look at, for me, looking at health through a hormonal lens, I can always bring something in about hormones to every single consultation. And so, yeah, I don't think it matters if you know if you're perimenopause or not, but if you know what symptoms you could be having and considering hormones, that's the best, leads to best outcomes.
And I'm going to see if I can reel off the list quite as sleekly as Sam did.
But you saw me scribbling down.
Yeah,
like, oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So in my clinic, quite often women will come and say, I have had sudden changes in my bladder function. And I'd say that's probably the most common thing that women report. They say, I'm needing to go to the toilet all the time. I have a real sense of urgency and sometimes I can't quite get there on time. Or I'm just leaking urine. And this just has come out the blue. And they're saying, is this just going to be my life? Is this just what happens? Or is it, you know, it's just this change in how their body's been working up until now. Bowels can also change, just a fluctuation in kind of suddenly finding it harder to empty, not feeling fully empty. And that can be sometimes due to prolapse, but there can be lots of reasons. But again, vaginal wall prolapse can become more symptomatic, which is its whole... you could say, what is vaginal wall prolapse? This is the dropping of the bladder, the bowel, or the uterus into the vagina, and it can give a sensation of bulging within the vagina.
And you don't have to have a pregnancy or a baby.
No.
Sorry, Jen, to interrupt. That's one of the things that so many women say to me is, but I haven't had a baby or pregnancy. So,
no, definitely. No, I agree, Sam. So, yeah, women will come and say, my bladder's different. My bowels are feeling different. I've got a maybe dragging or heaviness within my vagina and sexual intercourse. It's for women, they can really report pain, discomfort, a sensation of dryness. So there's a lot that women come with and they say, why is this just kind of happening? And that's where we say, well, how old are you? And then as you know, where are you in your life stages? What's happening with your menstruation? And you can pull in again that piece of the puzzle and go, is this actually related potentially to perimenopause, menopause, hormones?
Yeah, 50% of women get a vaginal dryness pre-menopause. So in the perimenopause, it's really under-recognized. And one of the reasons it's so important to identify it is because the majority of menopausal symptoms improve as you go through and post-menopause, so brain function, hot flushes, and confidence. But actually, untreated genital symptoms do not get better. So that's why, also why Jen and I are so find it so important to share to people that not just to suck it up, because you can do so much about it. And the best treatments, you know, obviously pelvic physio, which Jen will talk more about, but vaginal estrogens. And it's unfortunately only available on prescription from your doctor, but it's like moisturizing your face. And you have to moisturize your genital areas. So, and that was kind of, yeah. And that's always one of my take home messages.
I don't prescribe, I'm very much a physiotherapist, but I will absolutely confirm how life-changing I think vaginal estrogen can be for women, and particularly around not just vaginal dryness, but actually bladders really love vaginal estrogen as well. And something that I try and bring in around vaginal estrogen is things like actual vaginal moisturizers. So quite often women on other days may, because you only use vaginal estrogen a couple of times a week usually, is that right, Sam? I don't want to talk like I'm
The typical prescription, do a loading dose to get all the estrogen receptors upregulated, so daily for 2 to 3 weeks, and you don't have to use the applicator, real common misconception. You can just use your finger, and then twice a week ongoing as maintenance, for the rest of your life.
So alongside things like medications, there are moisturisers that can really help. And then obviously just using things like lubricants if people are having intercourse.
Well, that's quite an education lot here.
Who knew?
I did not know about
who
and I
knew
think the listeners
about moisturising your genitals. I think it's
good to be made aware of, I think, some of the symptoms that women may have.
Because some women are oblivious. I think you just think, you know, you're kind of post 40 that, oh, I'm just a bit tired and older and my body aches I'm a bit moody. And
I'm feeling cranky.
Perhaps you need to go and pick up yourself some moisturiser. And come along to the event.
Or come along to the event and learn a whole body holistic approach to helping your body travel and journey through an incredible life stage. I think we need to, there can be symptoms, but my goodness, there's often quite an awakening happening for women at this stage because they're actually going back to finding themselves, mothering, working. We live busy lives, and this is really a time of going, who am I? And that is the deep layer of what we're journeying through. So I think hopefully you can hear mine and Sam's enthusiasm around this seminar.
Absolutely.
I think so, yes.
Absolutely.
And it's got to be positive as well, because people are so, you know, I think you don't need to be worried about it because there's things that you can do. And as Jen said, it's a time of self-reflection. And if you can go into it, you know, with knowledge and being empowered, then you're going to grow. And I really don't want to see women stop being the mums, the partners, and the employees, the employers that they want to be in and spent their whole lives trying to be and working for because of hormones.
Yeah.
And, you know, with hormone replacement therapy, the rates of prescribing are based on the confidence of the prescriber. And I think many prescribers aren't confident because they don't know what hormones can do and don't know the impact of it. So I hope through the seminar and the way I always practice is getting women to share our stories about what happened, the really small print nuances that actually changed your life, because everyone's is going to be different. And I think that's how we're all going to learn and how we're all going to make a change.
I have a question, Dr. Sam. So perhaps if women have their own GPs, do you find that there's a lot of generic information that GPs have, or is it about referring people on to specialists like yourself?
So it's really variable because of people's backgrounds. But I have set up a group for doctors, and I've got 1,000 members over throughout New Zealand.
Right.
And I've done quite a lot of national teaching. But fundamentally, guidelines are there when you're not confident with what you're doing, and the guidelines don't represent actually what women are experiencing. So I think we need to come at it through, a lived experience and a professional experience. And if you are experiencing symptoms, present them to your doctor as evidence of why you think this could be hormones and see what they say. Because actually, for most people, hormone replacement therapy is really safe, and particularly when started in the perimenopause. So I encourage anyone to start the journey and be curious about it. And because there is there is very mixed experience and mixed confidence. You know, keep presenting the evidence and ask, find other professionals. And if you're not getting the support you think you need, then go to practice managers. And one of my dreams is to develop a bit of a support advisory service, so we can then build that into the sustainability and support people who aren't getting the help they want. It is a work in progress, which is sad, and the difference in opinions does really kind of perpetuate the gaslighting and the dismissal. But I think if we come together and through events like this, hopefully we can start to dispel those myths.
And before we talk more about the event and how people can grab tickets and where they need to come, Jennifer, you mentioned earlier pelvic floor exercises and how lots of women assume that that's what you're going to prescribe when they come and see you. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so pelvic floor exercises are sometimes called Kegels. And a bit like Sam's got her dreams, my dream is that women have so much understanding about their body and are able to connect in and connect with their pelvis and their pelvic floor. The thing is, Kegels seem to be the answer for everything. If there's ever a problem with your bladder, your bowel, or any pelvic health, women seem to be prescribed Kegels or 10 squeezes twice a day and go on a squeezy app. I am on a mission to help women understand. Yeah, Sam's chuckling. I'm on a mission to let the world know that most women hold tension, tightness, tenderness, or can have overactivity through their pelvic floor. And women go, what? What are you talking about? And it's where our bodies, we're living busy lives. Our bodies hold tension, emotions, trauma, can be held within our bodies. And so having women understand how to connect with their body, connect with their pelvic floor, move their pelvic floor through range, and mostly relax their pelvic floor is when they see an improvement in symptoms. So I will very...
So pelvic floor is, pelvic floor exercises are not always the answer?
Not... Very often not the answer. And so this is something that, again, I think women are fed a lot of myths, and that's a word that we're actually trying to integrate a lot into the seminar, breaking the myths around perimenopause and menopause. And Sam's already mentioned, you know, the myths around HRT, the myths around what we have to suffer through, the positivity that comes through this stage of life. However, the other part is how to feel your body, live in your body, connect with your pelvic floor, but most likely learn to relax and let go will help with the symptoms that women are experiencing. So great question, Lottie. Thank you.
So if you've just tuned in, we're talking to Dr. Samantha Newman and Jennifer Dutton. And the upcoming seminar, the title is called Strong and Seen. Where did that come from?
So I think the women being strong means many things. I think strong physically and getting a really strong body through exercise and, you know, even just balance and pelvic floor appropriately, but also strong in the mind. And perimenopause and menopause is a time of rewiring of the brain. And I think if we can support women to be strong, they're going to stand up. You know, we want women to be big. We want women to have a voice at this time of their lives because women have got so much experience. So I'm hoping, through being strong and seen, we're going to start changing the narrative on what perimenopause means.
And so many women have said to me, and I know Sam, when we were talking, said the same about her. Women say to me so often, thank you for hearing me. Thank you for holding my space.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me be seen. And I think that's not what women often experience sometimes in health. So that's why we brought those two together, because it's actually about being seen for who you are.
Fantastic. So let's touch on the upcoming event seminar. So that's Sunday, the 31st of August. So that's not too far
away.
2 weeks away. All right. So it's at the Lower Hutt Event Centre. That's just a stone's throw away from the radio station.
From us here on Langs Road.
1 to 3. People will get to see you too?
Yeah, so we're going to be there before the event to be able to connect and chat to women.
Okay.
We're planning to have quite a long discussion, kind of question time at the end, so that women really can be seen and heard. And then we're going to be there afterwards. So we're there pretty much for the afternoon, aren't we, Sam?
Yep, absolutely. And I think, you know, in the events that I know I've done in the past, actually one of the most valuable things is the chat afterwards, and not just necessarily, you know, chatting to the speaker, but women knowing that they're not alone and hearing the different stories. And it's amazing as well. I don't know an event you've seen, Jen, but women coming by themselves, you know, you don't have to bring a friend. Yes, it's great if you do bring 20, but more the merrier. But actually, you don't have to. So, and just being able to connect and build those relationships.
So, Dr. Sam, have you been running these seminars around the Motu, around the country?
I do different ones, like in different ways and depending on who. But Jen and I, from talking together, this has kind of evolved. So, and we're hoping this is going to be something really special, eh, Jen?
Oh,
and,
my goodness, to have Sam come down to the Hutt. Come on.
I've done lots. I've done loads of talks around, but this is the first of this type. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. All right. So if people do want to secure a ticket, how do they do that?
So I put them through the store on my website. So femalegp.co.nz.
Excellent.
Great.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to include before you enjoy the rest of your weekend, Jen or Dr. Sam?
I'd just like to say thank you so much for this opportunity, the ability to help women learn more about their bodies, and that this journey through menopause can be so positive. So thank you for giving me and Sam this opportunity.
I love that, because I think sometimes we see menopause as being this like miserable period in our life before we essentially retire and then die.
thanks,
so, you know, it's great to talk about it with...
Going to change.
Yeah, to talk about it with positivity and knowing your body better, and that this is a really empowering part of our lives.
Which leads beautifully into why my business is called Positive Pelvic Health.
Yeah,
excellent.
We're pretty positive over here.
Wonderful. And Dr. Sam, anything you'd like to add before you enjoy your day?
Thank you for the opportunity as well. And yeah, I'm looking forward to coming to the Hut in a couple of weeks.
Wonderful. Can't wait to have you, Sam.
We'll try and turn on the sunshine.
Yeah, I hope it's sunny and not a miserable day in the Hut.
We're manifesting
It'll
sunshine.
It'll be worth it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for both of your time. And I think, Lottie, we've learned a ton load. And I think the key message that I take away is that it's looking at one's health in a holistic way. And if you do pick up symptoms that you may have, there may be a reason for that.
And a solution.
That further, and a solution.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hutt City FM on 106.7 FM and streaming via our website, hutcityfm.co.nz.